This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was one of those days where the spread of global economic unease could be tracked by the sequential closings of the major stock indices. Tokyo and Shanghai, down a lot. Europe, down a lot. American markets, down a lot. The cause, of course, is the spread over the weekend of the coronavirus. 80 now dead in China, 2,800 more infected, a handful of cases in other countries, including here. The Chinese government, meanwhile, has extended the New Year holiday by an extra 3 days, hoping that'll help contain the virus. But it's going to come, those closings will, with some real economic costs. To talk about them, we've got Marketplace's Jennifer Pak on the phone from Shanghai. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Kai.
So first of all, tell me what it's like when you walk out the door of your apartment onto the streets of Greater Shanghai, would you?
Yeah, Shanghai is not officially under lockdown, but it certainly feels like a ghost town. I came out from the office tonight at 8 p.m. I've never seen the streets that empty. Hmm. But the people I do see on the streets, they're all wearing face masks. And, you know, regularly we do have face masks for pollution protection. Yeah. But now I guess it doubles up to protect us from the virus. But I have to say, it's quite pleasant to get on the subway because it's nearly empty now.
The really excellent Shanghai subway, I would add. What about mask supply? I mean, can you get them if you need them? I imagine they're flying off the shelves.
Well, the pharmacy right outside my apartment, they sold out. Wow. But as I said, Shanghai residents, they already had a supply of face masks anyways because they're very aware of pollution. Yeah. Maybe not everyone was wearing it. So, of course, people are searching for it. But certainly the government wants to make sure that everyone is wearing one so that they can protect themselves and stop the spread of this virus.
So to the government and this extra 3 days of holiday, a couple of questions. Number one, what's it going to mean for workers?
Well, what it means is that they have to stay home longer. And what does that mean in terms of pay? Yeah. Well, it really depends on what industry they're in. So we know that factory workers, for example, will be probably hit the hardest because they don't get paid unless they work. And we understand that even before the holidays, they were being sent home early on unpaid leave because the factories were not getting enough orders. I anticipate office workers that they would be following the rules, and so they are supposed to be paid. But it's a very complicated system here in China because we call this a 7-day holiday, but in actuality, only 3 days are paid. The other 2 days, they have to make up by working on 2 separate Sundays. And the reason the government does this is because they want people to travel and spend. But of course, here in Shanghai, the government and also in Suzhou, they're asking businesses to extend this holiday for another week. So, of course, that's going to hit businesses.
Yeah. And those businesses, they would just take the hit in their own bottom line, right? I mean, it's not like they're going to be made whole by the government.
Exactly. But I have to say, you know, this is a tough economic environment. And what's really fascinating is that in the last couple of years, bankruptcy rates have gone up because the government has made it easier for businesses to declare bankruptcy. And in some of those cases, we have asked the employees, like you'll see workers saying that they have not been paid for months, sometimes even for a year. And they will say, well, we understand that it's a bad economic time and it's happening industry-wide. What am I supposed to do? Jump to another company? And there's this real mentality that, you know, the work unit is like their family.
Right.
So if they work hard, then maybe they can help the company get out of the bad times and they'll get paid.
Yeah. Last question, a little bit off topic, but what's the buzz, what's the vibe about the government's response to this? Any sense of that?
Well, as you know, people are not allowed to criticize the central government, but they are allowed to criticize the local government. And a lot of the anger has been directed towards the mayor of Wuhan, which is at the epicenter of the outbreak. And he actually came out in an interview with the local media admitting that they responded too slowly or released the information too slowly. And this is part of the problem about containing this virus is that people just do not trust the information. So that's kind of breeding into this whole outbreak and why it's taking so long to contain it.
Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Kai.